When a man has no shadow, he's dead. There was no shadow at the feet of the man standing, motionless on the dusty crossroad, beaten down by the sweltering sun overhead, with no wind dare blow. Robert wore a leather voodoo pouch hung round his neck and a tobacco-stained acoustic flat-top guitar was slung high on his back, secured by a worn leather strap. Robert was 17, but he looked 40. He weighed 135 pounds. His ragged sharecropper clothes hung loosely down his bony frame. His mind was foggy from heavy drinking the night before as he stammered through the night to reach this point in the Mississippi Delta. He had stood motionless in that spot since daylight, swaying, wandering, pondering as men do about women, money, music, and that guitar. The stifling heat and sweltering humidity reminded Robert that he was in hell. A single bead of sweat inched slowly down his face. He licked his dried lips, but a swollen tongue offered no relief. He longed for one shot of whiskey, bourbon, or gin. If offered a single shot of rubbing alcohol from a dirty glass, he would drink it without hesitation. Robert's eyelids fell slowly across his dry, bloodshot eyes as he passed out and crumpled to the dusty ground. This was the spot with which he had chosen to arrive and then die waiting. For what, he knew not, but for something.